to Kevin McLeod for that awesome music. And today, this is amazing because it's been over a year. Sorry, I've been gone for so long, guys. But I'm back. So hopefully this will continue going. But for now, I'm back. And joining me today for this awesome adventure, I have my boyfriend, Rich.
Welcome. Hi.
All right. Hey, so happy to have you here. What are we going to be talking about today?
We're going to talk about a place I wanted to go for a long time. It's the UFO Watchtower in the San Luis Valley in Colorado.
Yeah, definitely. Such a cool place. Super, super cool. And I had always wanted to go there too, and like kind of growing up in the valley. It's weird because I had never been there, but yeah, finally we got to go. So it was really awesome. This place, it's been a gathering place for individuals, those who have had their own UFO encounters. You know, it's a nice little community for those believers out there. All right, so jumping on into it, talking about how it really started. That is thanks to Judy Messaline. I hope I pronounced that right. She had opened it around the year 2000. Actually, it was a bit of a joke originally. Did you know that?
I don't remember that part.
Yeah. A little bit of a joke. Yeah, so I guess this area in the San Luis Valley, there's been like a long history of reported UFO sightings, which really adds to the credibility of the, you know, why that tower is actually there in the first place. So now it stands as one of the weirdest, most creative and fun roadside attractions that exists in the state of Colorado. So it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Very.
So you really don't want to miss it, guys. There are beautiful, pristine night skies in this area, and it's a nice, easy drive away from the awesome Great Sand Dunes National Park, which is another really great place. And yeah, Colorado's full of amazing nature spots, so yeah. If you haven't been, then you gotta check it out, put it on your...
bucket list.
Your bucket list of places to go, yeah, for sure. And if you're a non-believer, then it's all good. You know, you can come and talk to people that are there or that work there and hang around there. And they have plenty of stories to perhaps turn the non-believer's side upside down and give the skeptical mind a few things to ponder as you make your way home, leaving the fun, awesome, cool, welcoming green alien statues behind. Some of them wave, too. It's kind of cool. They're like waving at you. But it's a great place of wonder for skeptics and believers, either way, as there's a lot of mysticism to be found. I don't know, there's a place, when you first get there, you'll have such a fun time as you explore the garden. You can bring a little trinket or something, because there are a lot of fun little knickknacks and things like jewelry, sunglasses, Bigfoot and alien memorabilia, and a lot more. So you'll find a lot as you wander around the garden, and you'll see some really cool things like some statues. There's a picture that I really like of Rich that's going to be in part of the cover photo. Rich, can you explain, talk about that a little bit?
So like in the garden walkway area, there's a bunch of like, it's all UFO related, but there's some like model UFO ships there. One of them in particular is on like a couple foot high pole, UFO on it, and there's two alien statues next to it, and I thought it'd be funny to go like kneel next to it with my arms wide open and like welcoming our alien overlords.
Yeah, that's
and awesome. I think that's one of the coolest pictures I've ever taken in my life, so.
And I took it. Yeah, yes, photo credit.
Yes, yay, thank you. Nobody yes. else will support my nonsense.
Psh, I'll do it all the way. So yes, and it's so funny because those statues, at least one of them was wearing like a shirt or a dress or something. So yeah, you'll see that. And lots of jewelry. Actually, both of them have jewelry.
One
looking at
mask.
The picture.
Well, from a COVID time,
oh,
it looks
yeah.
like.
Oh gosh, COVID. Oh boy. That was interesting. But yeah, it's a cool picture. You'll have fun enjoying that. That was part of the experience. Just the garden was really cool, I thought. So what was your favorite part about it?
I don't know if I have one specific thing. I have been wanting to go there for years. Like, this place has been around a long time. I'm kind of the oddball in my family and friend group, and just nobody's ever been willing to go there with me. So I finally found somebody that was. So thank you for going, Case.
Yeah.
we went. I was excited. It was just kind of cool because you drive up and there's all these like random alien signs like on the road, the little green men pointing the way, which is it's cool. And you get there. I didn't really know what to expect. There's like a little dome building, like a stairway going up to like a platform. We walked around the garden. I don't know. It was weird. Like that when you see the picture of me with the aliens. Yeah, that looks pretty cool. I think my favorite thing was actually it was unexpected. I didn't know they had Snippy the horse inside the building. And if you don't know the story of Snippy, that's a whole other topic. But long story short, it's a horse that was supposedly abducted in about 1967 around Alamosa and was found, you know, dead, alien abduction kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the supposed bones of that horse are now at this place. So that was a story I've heard about for a long time. And getting to see that was really cool. Abduction, there we go. That's the word.
Yeah, definitely. Like mutilation and abduction. It's so crazy about Snippy. Snippy, sadly, was an Appaloosa horse owned by the Gomez family, I believe. And I think its head and neck, weren't they like, maybe they were severed?
I don't remember now.
Something about that. And like, I don't know. It's just so crazy. And this incident, it caught the attention of many investigators and, of course, UFO enthusiasts and alien lovers, adding to the global phenomenon a lot of interest in animal mutilations, which is very sad, but it's so mysterious when it comes to aliens. So it's like something that you just never expect. It's like you have to wonder, was Snippy being prepped for an intergalactic barbecue?
Horse barbecue.
Horse barbecue.
Maybe that's what aliens like. They like horse. I don't know.
Maybe horses and cows, you know, beef. Beef is one of those things. Well, we may never unravel the truth. We can appreciate Snippy and that extraterrestrial fame there at the UFO Watchtower. And, you know, there's a lot of mystery surrounding the whole thing and such awesome, interesting vibes there. So, yeah, getting to see Snippy was really awesome. I actually forgot Snippy was there. I had heard about it a long time ago that they had moved Snippy. I think Snippy was in another place, maybe a museum or something, and then
I think it's been hidden for a while, so seeing it was unexpected. I've heard the stories. I'm not from there, but I've worked in that area, and I like interesting things, so it's something I've heard about for a long time, so that was really just kind of a plus to go in there, so check it out.
Definitely, you have to go see it, and you could just experience it for yourself and see. You get to go, as he was saying, like, there's that walkway, and so you get to go up and on top of the watchtower and get a view, a nice view of the area. In college, some of my friends would kind of make fun of it, but I always thought it sounded so cool, and I was like, I don't care what you guys think. Well, and, you know, I'd say that on the inside, because I didn't want to lose any friends, so I
said that stuff out loud.
Yeah. So, I mean, now I don't care, but at the time I was like, oh my God. But now it's like, yeah, I don't care what you think. You know, I'm going to go see that place and I'm going to enjoy it. You guys all definitely, I think you would have an awesome time at that place. And it's a little bit off the beaten path or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. I mean, if you're going to the sand dunes, it's not that far from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could actually camp there. They have small campsites, nothing fancy. You know, if you want to go hang out there overnight and see, you know, if you see anything, it'd be a perfect, like, those of you that don't know, like, the San Luis Valley, I think it's one of the dark spots in the world. I can't remember what they're called now, but, like, it's dark there. There's no major cities down there. It's surrounded by mountains. Like, it's probably why there's a lot of sightings there. There's very clear skies. I want to go camp there one day. I'd like to go back. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, and you can go and enjoy the Great Sand Dunes pools. There's like an adult area too, where if you don't have kids, then it's nice and you can enjoy some good drinks and some nice warm waters.
Yeah. The alligator farm by there
too? The alligator farm is by there too. And
I haven't been there either. Maybe that's a future episode.
Yeah, definitely is a future episode. In that place, they have the gator that actually was in Happy Gilmore. So Adam Sandler, our man. Yeah, we got to see him recently.
That was cool.
That was super cool. And so, yes, you can go to the San Luis Valley, see this really cool, weird UFO watchtower and get to experience it, enjoy, have a weird time, and just see the creativity of Judy. Definitely a really cool place that she's started up there, and it just keeps on growing. So you can leave a trinket, but don't take one, because it's supposedly bad luck if you do, bad karma. So do not take any trinkets or things that you see in the garden area. Do not.
Did we leave something?
We didn't. I don't think so.
I don't think we did.
Because we didn't have anything.
We didn't have
anything.
We didn't really want to, like, leave trash or anything.
Yeah.
And that's not cool.
And we didn't have a trinket a good one to leave. So just now, you guys know.
If we go back, we'll leave something.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So that's something. Yeah, it's crazy. I forgot to mention that there are, like, vortexes, I think, in the eastern part of this UFO watchtower. There have been, like, psychics that have come in, and multiple, actually. Like, there's a sign in the garden that says there have been over 25 psychics from the time that was created, to where they all agreed, and they all, you know, they would say in different times when they would visit that there are vortexes, which could lead to, like, parallel universes, which...
Portals.
Oh my gosh, it's so crazy and interesting.
Whole other topic we could talk about.
So amazing, and that's awesome. So that is definitely a fun tidbit I couldn't leave out, and I'm sorry that's at the end. But yeah, you all will have a blast, whatever you do there, so... Enjoy. Thank you for listening. And I know I'm sorry it's been a while. Hopefully I'll be back again soon. Thank you guys for being awesome and hanging in there with me. And thanks, Rich, for being here. It was awesome to have you here.
Yeah, it's cool. Hopefully we could do more.
Yeah, for sure. We'll talk about more fun adventures. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll catch you in the next one. Have an awesome time and keep up with the adventures.
I'm waving in the background.
Yep. He likes waving. All right. So a little shout out and thank you to Rich for being here. You can find him on TikTok at Cast for President with an underscore between the words. Also, thank you to Kevin McLeod with his awesome music, Neon Laser Horizon. And thank you to my sister Tessa for doing the editing for this episode. And she is really awesome. She has her podcast, Paranormal Prowlers, which is really cool. And if you enjoy anything paranormal, then you will surely love her podcast. So go check it out, like you can here on any podcast platform such as Spotify, Apple Podcast, and more. All right, you all stay awesome, enjoy, and we will catch you in the next one.